What's up, my dudes? Welcome again to another episode of Sid Talks. Today I'm here with Brigham, and we're going to be talking about anything and everything down the rabbit hole. This is actually what I was thinking about earlier today.
Okay.
I've had weird dreams recently. I don't know about you. Like, for example, Travis. Our whole apartment's got... It must be the water or something. But Travis... The other day said he had a dream where him and his family crashed in an airplane and then they took off from the water and then crashed back in the water again and he woke up. I, the other day, had a dream that I was Iron Man and some nature, pro-nature people came to me and said, Sid, we need you to fix the environment with your newfound powers. And so I went up cleaning the beaches. As I
all of the beaches.
Yeah. Like super weird stuff, you know, like I don't know. Then the other night, like there was like this eating contest I was a part of. I don't know, man. It's weird. Like dreams can be kind of crazy.
It's funny because dreams can sometimes be like something relevant to your life, yeah. Or a manifestation of a deeper desire. I mean, if you're into Freudism or whatever. But sometimes it's just complete nonsense and there's no reason for it. So yeah. That's the funny thing about dreams.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. You're a Star Wars fan, yeah?
Yeah.
My favorite dream I've ever had in my
I should have said no.
My favorite dream I've ever had in my entire life was I was Han Solo. And I was running. You know that scene in the movie where... They like go down a hallway and then
he's running with the gun.
And he just turns around running. Yeah, that's literally my favorite dream I've ever had. Was me just running away from stormtroopers and laughing. Oh, yeah. Have you had any crazy dreams recently?
Not recently, but when I was like, I don't know, I was probably two or three. I was like a toddler. I could talk basically. And I had this dream, and this particular night, I was sleeping. In my brother's room on the floor in a sleeping bag. And I had the strangest dream, and I can remember it in such detail because I ended up telling it to my siblings over and over again. Because I told it once and they thought it was hilarious, and then they'd be like, remember when you had that dream and this happened? I was like, actually, no, this is what happened. And so it's been brought back to my memory many times. But I still remember so many random details about it. Want me to tell you?
Yeah, dude. I'm like on the edge of my seat.
So in my brother's room, I was on the floor right, on the right side of his bed. And right in front of me is the door. You know how when things are really dark and your eyes can't really sense very well, everything looks like it's kind of fuzzy? Or like moving,
no, yeah.
Like everything looks like
I get that. Crawlies on it. I get that, and then I also get like color flashes. You ever
yeah,
get, like, where you like rub your eyes, and then it like gets kind of foggy and
yeah.
I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's like literally what it was.
Blind.
But in my dream, like the surface actually had like little cartoony looking bugs all over them, just like. Freaking out. And behind me, right behind my head, there was this his nightstand which had a cabinet door on it, and there was like these little flying creatures opening and closing the door, and I was like really tired. I was like, bro, stop messing around with this the stupid bedside table or whatever it was. Anyway, so I got up because I was in my dream. I'm not going to continue to sleep. I got up and there were these just things flying all over the place. I exit the bedroom. My brother's still asleep. He has no idea this is going on. I look to my right. Down the hallway is my sister's room. She's asleep, but in her room, standing next to her bed, what looks like a dude in the giant caterpillar costume.
What? Hello, I'm Mr. Fred.
But it's not like... not like a slimy caterpillar, it's like a cartoony caterpillar.
Okay.
And he's got like a smiley face. You don't even see his face. It looks like somebody put a giant sock on him. I don't know.
Was he happy or sad? Just chilling.
He was just chilling. And I was like,
dude.
I mean, I was just a little kid. And I was just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I was like, that's kind of weird. I mean, it sounds weird when I tell the story, but in my dream, it seemed completely natural.
Everything in your dreams is like, you're married to the most attractive girl on the planet. Like, life is perfect, and then something crazy happens, like, you get a superpower, your case, a caterpillar guy was chilling in your house. Yeah, I don't know.
Now, the part where my siblings really made fun of me is after looking to my right and seeing this caterpillar man, I look to the left and down the hall is the living area with the TV or whatever.
Yeah.
I go in there, the lights are on, and I see, like, every kind of bird you can think of just congregating. There's, like, a row of them up on the shelf. They're all sitting on the furniture. And there's a lady in a red bird costume. Like, she's basically from head to foot in red feathers, and she's got, like, wings under her arms. But you can see her face, because her face is sticking out of the costume.
What the heck? It's like an episode of, like, Teletubbies or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I was, like, 3 at the time. Oh, my gosh. And she's, like, she said, hey, how's it going? Oh,
man. That's creepy.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was a stranger to me, so I was just kind of nervous. I was a little bit shy. And she invites me over to come sit on her lap.
What?
And I'm like, okay. And she starts talking, and for whatever reason, she said something that, like, either upset me, or I was just kind of, like, nervous and kind of scared, because I didn't know who she was. She was holding me on her lap, and what I did is I kicked her knee.
What?
And she drops me, and I run away, and that's actually the last thing I remember.
What the? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But my siblings always made fun of me. Yeah, remember I had that dream with that giant bird? He kicked it in the leg. I was like, it was a lady in a bird costume.
How very frightening.
But, like,
she got on my nerves.
It's completely random. And, you know, it's probably not even a good dream. Now that I think about it.
No. Yeah, I'll get, like, those dreams where I have, like, a falling motion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it wakes me up. But I had one where I was falling down a staircase. And then I fell, like, into a pit, and, like, I just had that falling motion, right? And it woke me up, but I actually didn't wake up. I was still in my dream. And then I started falling again, and then I woke up for real. So it was like Inception or something. So, yeah. If only I had, like, a top to spin or something.
Yeah, I need your totem to make sure you're not really dreaming.
Yeah. Oof, that's a question. Like, are we dreaming right now? I took a philosophy class last semester, and the teacher made us write a convincing paper to explain how we know that we're awake and, like, this is reality and stuff. And so it was super not, like, my kind of thing. Like, I'm just like, hey, I'm living life, man. I don't want to think that deep about stuff sometimes.
Were you allowed to quote movies?
Like, no.
Inception?
No, I had to quote, like, famous philosophers, like, I can't remember, like, Descartes, I think, but...
I don't know. I took psychology, and that doesn't sound familiar to me.
But they were basically, like, my whole argument was pain. Like, you could feel pain when you're in a dream, but it fades very quickly. But then when you're awake, like, your body feels pain, and it stays for a while. And so I argued, like, basically science proves that we're awake, but still something to think about.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What I would have said is, like, you know, in that movie Inception, when they're talking about dreaming and they say, you can never remember how you got there. But in, like, right now, for example, I know exactly where it was an hour ago.
Where were you?
I was watching Inception. I hadn't seen it in a few years. I saw it probably, like, last month.
Yeah.
With my roommates. And, like, I hadn't seen it long enough where, like, I was captivated the entire time. I was just, like, so enthralled. And I love when a movie does that to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Inception's really good that way because it's kind of, like... I mean, there's a lot of action and you want to see it resolve. But then everything's happening at the same time. And you're like...
No. Yeah, I didn't understand the plot of that movie until I watched it the second time. I remember I had just recently gotten like an eye test done. And you know how they dilate your eyes when you're getting your eyes checked?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. It's like you're super light sensitive. So I had to wear these goofy, like gaffas. What are they called?
Like sunglasses?
Sunglasses, yeah. And so I was wearing these sunglasses driving, and it started to rain heavily.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, I can't take off the sunglasses because they told me not to. So I had to drive in the rain with those sunglasses on. And the roads in Florida get, like, enough water where you can hydroplane really easily, like, yeah. super easily. It's really dangerous. It's kind of like driving on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Similar, but not exactly. And so I was driving super slow on the highway. And, like, after that day of kind of cautious driving through the rain, I was like, man, I could drive through anything. So I move here, and, you know, it snows all the time.
It snowed, like, 3 times this year.
Well, it snows a lot. It snows more than it does in Florida. And I don't like driving in the snow because you have less control. I feel like, in my humble opinion, because like if you hit black ice, the road and you're gone. Yeah, like you're gone. Like you can tap the brakes, yada yada, but there's not much you can do to control that. Whereas in Florida, like you can see a huge puddle, and you're like, maybe I'm not gonna, you know, drive through that at super fast speeds and start hydroplaning. So, anyways. I was driving my grandparents' truck, and it just, like, the entire time, like, the wheels were just, like swaying from left to right, and it felt like just the truck was kind of, like, just, like, sledding down hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a different experience, man.
Yeah,
have you ever had any crazy experiences while driving?
This was just a couple weeks ago. Basically, there was a car in front of me. We were in the far right lane, and he legit got over into the turn lane, which is to the right, and it started slowing down. I was like, yeah. Oh, chill, I can pass him.
Hello!
But, like, he got into the lane for a couple seconds, and then he changed his mind, and he comes back in front of me.
Hello!
Meanwhile, he had slowed down, and I'm, like, about to run into him. I was like, shoot. Because, you know, there's snow on the ground right now, and it's kind of packed down and dry, so it's, like, super slippery. And so I, like, push on my brakes a little bit so I don't run into him, and it's, like, slow motion, like, I'm gonna collide into this man just because he's an idiot and didn't signal to leave the lane. He didn't signal to come back. He just had no idea I was there, probably. And I was just like,
yeah.
Good thing, like, he actually ended up speeding up just enough so where I missed him, and that was kind of a fun experience. But I think the scariest thing I've done was, it wasn't necessarily snow, but it was really icy. This was Christmas Day 2016. Me and my sister were driving up to my grandparents' house. We were in the HOV lane, the carpool lane.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was like a little bit icy, and I was already gonna get over. But I can see up ahead just off into the shoulder on the left, because there's like a grassy area between the two directions of traffic.
Yeah, a grassy knoll.
Yes. I saw that there was a car that had spun out and was kind of there, and there was a police car next to him. And I'm looking, and I can see there's a police guy outside of his car, and he's, like, motioning at me, and I'm like... Yeah, I'm driving, and my sister's in the car. She actually gets really bad PTSD in the snow because she had a bad experience once.
Yeah.
And I'm like... signaling to get over, and I'm just like turning, just, you know, as you do, just barely tilting the wheel so you can switch lanes. It was slippery enough that I wasn't turning, and so the car was literally just sliding in a forward direction.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, shoot, I'm gonna run into this guy. Like, that's kind of what it was looking like. And my light flashed before my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
What moments of your life flash before your eyes? Your first time biting into a cheeseburger? your first time going to a dance, just busting a move?
Like, what?
Of course, wait, of course. When you say flash before your eyes...
Actually, what really actually, was like... going through my mind was...
Oh, this hamburger was so good.
At this point in my life, I had my mission call. I hadn't left yet.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking, like, man, I mean, God called me to go to a place, right? So I feel like he wouldn't let me die right here. So I really need his help right now, otherwise I'm dead. Of course, it was a really short moment, but it was kind of a really scary moment. I was just like, oh shoot, like we could die. Or I could kill that guy. But like maybe as we were approaching him, as we were getting kind of close, there's patches where it was less icy and the tires were able to get enough traction to where the car actually moved out of the lane and into the next one. And my sister, meanwhile, after the whole ordeal, like she was sobbing and I was like a little bit shaky too.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was like, man, what a tragedy this would have been. Like, if we both got into a wreck. I mean, A, for the police guy, B, for us, and C, for our family on Christmas Day. And I was just like so grateful. I was like, hey, are you okay? And my sister's name is Lizzie. I was like, hey, Lizzie, you doing okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm doing okay. But I could tell she was pretty shook up.
Yeah. That's crazy. I remember we were driving and we got T-boned. And like when that happened, I was like, I might die right now. It could happen, possibly. And like I didn't have any thoughts go through my head. I was just totally chill. I just kind of sat there in silence, just like, all right, sweet, here we go. Like, wee, like, But yeah, no, I definitely, it's kind of cool, like, after that experience and you like make it through it unharmed, you're like, yep, that was a close call, but I'm definitely blessed. Yeah, it's like whenever you have a close encounter with death, you're like, you're really more grateful for the life you have. Yeah. So as a kid, I used to, for example, I used to hang over the edge of my second story balcony and throw socks at my brother and play games. Like he would be down and we'd pass a ball or we'd just play games. Like he'd be on the lower level and I'd be on the upper.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
And one day I was leaning over just like wondering if I could like balance myself on the bar. Because that's smart. And
Like you do, you know?
yeah, anybody would do that, right? But I leaned too far forward and I did a front flip and I started to fall, but there was a couch right beneath me and I landed sitting in the couch and I just looked around and I was like, wow.
The
So from there on forward, I never played like that again.
heck?
But
You have to have learning experiences.
yeah, I was a daredevil as a kid. It's a miracle.
Explains a lot.
It's a miracle I made it through childhood.
I
But
feel like a lot of kids are that way, especially like boys.
oh yeah, guys, totally.
Because, I mean, your mom's gonna tell you not to do something, but until you figure out why or experience why, you're gonna keep doing it.
No, yeah. I loved jumping off stuff. Like we would jump. We had like a play attic and we'd jump down. And we would just be like, "But mom, there's pillows on the ground. We're totally safe." She's like, "You can't do
We're
that.
chilling.
We're chilling. We're chill. We're chill. Okay." Oh, I like that. But yeah. Live life to the fullest. I'm thinking of traveling soon actually. So nothing's final.
Define travel.
Go to Alaska or somewhere out of the States. So Alaska is part of the America. I understand. I know my geography. Maybe I should have said that differently. I plan on going somewhere exotic, like Alaska or, I don't know, Spain,
Yeah,
which would.
a foreign country for sure.
Yeah, but traveling right now is kind of a prank, huge prank. So, like, we wanted to go to Canada. We wanted to do a bunch of stuff,
Who's
but
we?
me and Travis.
You say just me.
Me? I just use we to make people feel like I know a lot of people. Oh,
You're like Smeagol, but
yeah.
he just refers to himself as we because he has like split personality disorder.
We like that.
You
What was I saying? So yeah, travel. I want to travel.
were gonna go to Canada.
Yeah, we were gonna just drive there, hit up the big cities. You know, really, there's only like two.
Right.
which I can't remember the names of them off the top of my head.
I mean, I'm afraid for all of the Canadians.
Yeah, because I actually... Hello, everybody! Shit, no! They don't let me pass. I wouldn't get past the border, you know. Be like, hey, you're wanted in, I don't know, are they called states or...
Or provinces?
Provinces?
I don't know.
See, that shows you how educated I am about
Canada. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Canada knows more about the United States than we do about them. Which is kind of makes me feel bad. Sorry, neighbors.
Apologies to everybody.
Sorry. Yeah, you should definitely not do that to a Canadian.
Do what?
Talk like Russian.
In the Russian accent you don't like? No te gusta?
No, those are the other neighbors. Actually, I do know more about Mexican geography than I do about Canadian geography. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I do too, for sure. I know where Guerrero is. I know where La Ciudad Mexico is. I know where Sonora is. And I know where other places are. I just can't think of the names.
I feel like my problem with Canada is, like, I've only ever heard names of places, but I don't know if they're cities necessarily or if they are the state provinces. So I'm not really sure where they might be if I were to just point at a map. Hudson Bay, I got it, right?
Yeah.
Vancouver Island, I could probably do that. But
Vancouver.
That's about it.
Yeah. But I the closest I've ever been to Canada was Niagara Falls, and that was super fun. It's just kind of a beautiful place. So I wanted to see what Canada looked like.
I've been to Canada.
What?
When I was like in second grade, my mom got a call from my uncle, and I couldn't tell what she was saying on the phone, but then she's like, "Hey, do you want to go to Canada with your uncle?" I was like, Sure. I was literally like in third grade, right?
Oh, okay.
You
did a lot in third grade, man.
Yeah. I mean, they're going on vacation, my uncle's family and my grandparents, so it was like me and my cousins chilling. But it was literally just me out of my family, my cousin's family, and my grandma and grandpa. Drove up north through Idaho. We didn't go up very far, but we went to Glacier National Park. We stayed at McDonald Lake. There's this other lake, which is right on the border, where the border actually literally goes right through it. So we started in Canada, kayaked, or maybe we canoed, from one end of the lake to the other into the U.S., and then canoed back, and we felt so cool.
That's actually pretty sick. Wait, so other than Mexico and Canada, have you ever traveled outside the U.S.?
I have. I have traveled to United Kingdom.
I totally forgot about that. But yeah, that's like where your family is, right?
Yeah, so actually, it's just my parents right now. For my dad's work, they're kind of like, they gave him the option to either go to England or to go into this other position, which was not going to work out for him. And so they set him up with a contract for 3 years minimum being in England.
Yeah.
My mom is there right now. My sisters were living there, but they just came back. Just this last winter after Christmas,
or like a couple weeks ago, really.
And they're gonna be going to school pretty soon as well.
Cool, that's sweet. Well, I think that's a lot of talking for one day.
Yeah,
starting.
You gonna take a break and pick it up in 5 minutes.
Crabs. And go. Cool beans. Well, thanks for talking with me, Brigham.
Yeah, when should I expect my paycheck?
I'll talk to my secretary, and we'll be in touch.